and welcome to the Pop Council podcast. I'm your host. My name is Jacob. Today, I want to talk about Bloodborne. Yeah. Actually, I recorded a little bit of the episode last week, and it was short, and I didn't have, I wasn't feeling it. So today, I want to do a proper episode. My setup has changed again slightly, so hopefully it sounds fine. I'm just going to keep recording. I don't care. Let me look up Bloodborne on Wikipedia so I can get some background. Could have set that up before I started, but I didn't. Also, hopefully this isn't too big of a noise. It's ice rattling around in a glass. Probably can hear it. It's probably going to be annoying. It's vodka. It tastes pretty good. Let's see. Okay. Let me look here. Let's see. Bloodborne was released in North America March in 2015. So it's been a while. That is a tasty drink. And so basically when Bloodborne gets released, I feel like I didn't have a whole lot of, I have a pretty solid, pretty big collection of games right now on PS4. And I mean, sometimes I say I'm bored a lot and I don't know what to play. I have like fucking hundreds of games that I could play at any given moment. And back then I obviously, this was 5 years ago. So so I saw this game and the graphics look pretty good. I like the art style. It looks creepy. It's, whatever. And this is like, a game like The Witcher 3 that came out and I didn't have a whole lot of games. And that's not a game I would typically play. And it just looks so cool. And I was like, I was starved for something new and I bought it day one. Had a good time with it. Didn't even come close to finishing it. Always wanted to go back. But, other games came out and I dropped it. So, but Bloodborne comes out and, it's from the people who make Dark Souls. And I was like, immediately turned off. I've never played Dark Souls, but I can already tell you, I don't want the frustration. It's not too much about having a challenge. It's about being frustrated. And, I could say like in God of War at the, if you want to get the platinum, you have to beat all these Valkyries, which are just essentially bosses, and you don't have to fight them to beat the game to finish the story. But I was like, well, I remember going up to my first Valkyrie and I was like, this is interesting. And it just beat the shit out of me. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'll come back to that. And, by the end of the game, you're like, well, I guess you don't have to. But I wanted the platinum, so I went back and, did all that. And by the end of the game, you're obviously more, built up. And you have, better gear, better stats, whatever. But the very last Valkyrie was unholy. It took me an entire day. I didn't stop. I mean, I would, take breaks or whatever and be like, oh, I'll come back to this. But it was almost like, I don't know. It was almost like I got lucky sometimes. I was like, I just have to keep getting lucky. It's almost like if you're playing a racing game and you start out bad, you're just, ah, fuck, I'm restarting. I missed that corner. I know I can take that corner better. I'm starting over. So this is one of those scenarios. Nice drink. Nice cold drink. I'm chewing on ice. That's perfect. So basically, all that I just said was to say that challenge is fine. I can deal with a challenge. And a specific challenge in a game like that, like the last Valkyrie in God of War, I was like, gonna fucking beat it. Have to fucking beat it. But basically, in my head, Bloodborne was like, that's the whole fucking game. The entire, just start the game and it's the last Valkyrie on, and God of War. At least that's my perception. I did hear Bloodborne was a bit more forgiving and a bit more welcoming to new players than a Dark Souls game. But yeah, I just didn't care. And then the fact that, and I talked about this last week with load times. I heard when the game came out, the load times were really bad. And it's like, if you're going to die all these times over and over and over again, and then wait minutes and then respawn, die, wait. I was like, oh God, I don't want to deal with that. So, PlayStation Pro comes out, and well, not even before that, Bloodborne goes on sale, some crazy flash sale. I usually say I pay like $8 sometimes for like most of my games, because like PlayStation typically has crazy sales either through holidays or whatever promotion. And I got this game for like seriously like under $10. And I was like, well, it's a exclusive game. It still looks cool. If I hate it, then well, I hate it, and it was a waste of money and whatever. But I wanted to try it, so I did buy it. I started it. Immediately was like, I'd have not too keen on the graphic. I mean, this was probably years even, this was years ago, but years after the game, so it was a few years ago. I was like, all right, it's fine. I was like, the creative character was overwhelming. I'm always stuck on the screens, as I'm sure most people are. Like, what the fuck am I gonna make? What name should I pick? It's gonna be the whole game. Who knows? Which it doesn't matter. You're never gonna see your fucking character's name unless you pause the game. Still, it does not matter. And I got to the first enemy, and I just awful. Just I don't think I got a hit in, and it murdered me. And I was like, wow. This game sucks, and I quit. No, it started up later, and then maybe kill a guy. I was like, cool, and then I get killed again. Like, bat. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. And I was like, just annoying. I don't know if I was more annoyed than frustrated, but I would do this all the time. I would start the game. I would be in this little, the first area. I would kill a few guys, run around, not know what the fuck I'm doing, die, start at this beginning, delete the game, re-download the game, play, do the same thing over and over. So honestly, two things happened recently. So Sekiro Shadows Die Twice came out, which is I don't know if they had any games in between that, but it's by the same people who made Bloodborne and Dark Souls. And it looks very pretty and it looks very interesting. Again, supposed to be hard. People say, well, it's even more, I think it's even more welcoming than Bloodborne. I don't know. I heard this fool me once. And then there was a huge debate on the, internet, gaming, circles that I'm kind of just in by nature of who I follow about accessibility in games, and should there be more options in the game to make it easier for people with disabilities. And immediately I was like, well, sure, that sounds fine. And I've thought about this a lot, and I've gone back and forth in my head a lot about it. And I've listened to disabled gamers about it, and I've listened to just Dark Souls aficionados who love the game and why they shouldn't basically put in easy mode. There's a whole fucking thing about this, and I'm not going to get into the thing. Basically, it falls down to me is if there is an option to make the game more accessible with button remapping, button presses, whatever, field of view, sound, just all kinds of options, crazy amount of options. That's great. Put that in. And the thing I was hung up on was making the game easier if the whole point of the game is to beat the shit out of you and make you overcome it. But then I thought, you know, I was struggling with that one, but I was like, you know, there are games that you play that you might appreciate for a particular reason that somebody else who played the same game could appreciate for a totally different reason. But you played the same game, and who gives a shit? You bought the game. You should be able to enjoy the game. Now, that's not entirely... I mean, some of us buy a game. Like, I don't know. I need to think of a good example of that. Like, here's a good example right here. The game Crackdown 3 or Anthem. These games come out and they're not, at least from what I've read and the, you know, quote unquote, you know, general consensus, at least over the people that I see on the internet, didn't quite live up to expectations, but a lot of people love the game regardless. So just because one person didn't get something out of the game, another person might have gotten everything they wanted out of that game. It's the same with Bloodborne or Dark Souls or Sekiro. You put a different mode in or you make it more accessible via difficulty or anything. That doesn't change what... Like, if there was an easy mode right now in Bloodborne, I wouldn't be playing it. I mean, and that doesn't affect me at all. So I'm going to continue playing this normal mode. Same, if there was an even harder mode, I probably wouldn't fucking play it, because I don't know if I'd be able to. But then there's... That's kind of like... be a nagging feeling, almost like, you know, you should really be playing on this harder mode. And then I made an argument on Twitter about maybe putting in different difficulty modes, and because maybe make the trophy, well, you got to beat it on hard mode, because like in Resident Evil 2 you have to beat the game on hard mode and you have to beat it under a certain amount of hours. Not everyone can do that, but everyone can enjoy the game on an easier difficulty, or, you know, whatever, with more ammo or blah blah blah. And so the enjoyment I get out of the game from platinuming it and beating the ever-loving shit out of it, somebody else might just play the game. I just let my brother borrow the game. He's probably not going to finish it because he's a fucking adult with a bunch of responsibilities. But, you know, he's never going to touch those modes. He's never going to try that. But we both get to enjoy the game. So that's where I fall. I mean, put in as many options as you want. Who cares? At the end of the day, who cares? And you know, here's another thing. I thought this is the example I needed to say. This is what kind of made me come around. I bought Beat Saber on PSVR, and there are people out there who are on the hardest, craziest difficulty with the fastest speed and just, you know, crushing the game. I am not that good at that game. I like a decent pace. You know, I'm not there to destroy the game, I feel like. I don't know if I'll get better at it. I don't play it enough to probably get better at it. But the point is that I just want to enjoy my experience. So somebody playing the game at super crazy difficulty who uploads it to YouTube and goes, look what I've done. I'm just sitting at home going like, come at me in a decent speed and I just want to have a nice rhythm and be done. That's basically my argument. Like, we both enjoyed the thing. We got something very different out of it. Cool. I think the real hang up for people is that Bloodborne, Dark Souls, and Sekiro, the point is it punishes you. But anyway, getting away from that. But the argument or the discussion surrounding all that made me think about these games again and think about Bloodborne and read from disabled gamers and other gamers that, like, I beat this game and I punished myself and I did this and I didn't think I could do it and I did it and I did it even harder than most people because of this, this, and this. And I was like, man, I should... If people are this dedicated to really getting through this game, especially if they're having... they have like issues even playing games, maybe I'll take a look at it again. And I booted it up and I don't know what changed. But I started to get better at it, and I don't know. The other thing is that I do have a PS4 Pro. The load times, a lot of people were talking about load times from the PlayStation 5 and how awesome it's going to be. So Bloodborne can only load in a few minutes instead of like 15. I'm not having any load issues on the PS4 Pro. It's a few, I mean, I don't know. I should time it maybe. I probably should have done that before the podcast. Maybe I'll put it in the description. But you die and it load, and it's, I don't feel like I'm waiting that often, but. The problem with Bloodborne for me is, and I like when some games do this, but was, I don't know what I'm doing when I start this game. I'm like, okay, so you start out and I don't have anything, and you walk in this area, this hospital-y fucking whatever, and then a werewolf just murders you. There's like no way around it. You don't have weapons. Then you wake up, and the real game, like, it really starts. I'm like, oh, okay, so you just basically had to die. That's cool. Then I'm gaining, when you kill enemies, you gain blood echoes. And those are currency to upgrade your shit and buy other shit and do other shit. And so I'm gaining a bunch. I'm killing enemies. I'm being careful. And I have thousands. I'm like, okay, I don't know what to do with these. I don't know what I'm doing. So I go back to the main area, this like hub world. And there's save points throughout the map where it's a hub world. Like you go back and you can spend your points and all this. So I go back there to do something, but I don't know what to do. I'm clicking around on the map. I'm like, okay, I don't see anything. But when you die, you lose all your blood echoes. So how do I save them? What the fuck am I doing? And I randomly find a boss, my first boss. And it's a gigantic fucking monster, cleric beast. And it murders me very quickly, like very quickly. And I lose all my echoes. I'm like, that's fucking cool. This is why I don't want to play this. I don't know how I'm going to progress in this game. I don't understand. Then I wake up. You are supposed to die at this boss. And now you can spend your blood echoes. And actually, I should rewind it a little bit. Before I found my first boss, I found an enemy, a human-ish, I don't know what it is. That's a human, I guess. The Hunter of Hunters. Just standing there in a fucking, like, you have to actually go out of your way to find this person. Like, I go through this door, this window, and I fall down, and I go around this area, and it's behind some shit you have to break, and then tucked in between this alleyway, there's a person just standing there, and I was like, I got the drop on this motherfucker, and I go to kill him or her, I think it's a, I'm not sure, and just murdered. I think this character has, like, two knives, just quickly murdered. But the character said, have you talked to the doll yet? Or some shit. And I was like, what the fuck? Because there was some like weird doll in the hub world. And I was like, what does that mean? And I did that a couple times. But then, and that does, again, it means nothing to me for, I don't know, days of me starting, quitting. And I get to that first boss and it murders me, and then I wake up and all of a sudden the doll is now alive and I can spend my blood echoes to upgrade my shit. It's like, if you don't make your way to that boss, that's why I never progress. I'm like, I didn't know I could do that. I didn't know that was the goal. And I don't like using guides. I don't like looking up tips and tricks. I just like to figure shit out on my own, which is, I guess, not great in some circumstances. So now I'm spending shit. Now I'm buying, you know, upgrades, and I'm putting stat points in the thing. And here's the thing about stat points. The only thing that I've looked up so far, on what to do, strategy guide wise is, so you've got like health, stamina, strength, you know, whatever, blah blah blah. Let's say it costs 1200 blood echoes to upgrade your health by 1 point, one stat point. The net, if and you use the 1200 blood echoes, your stat point goes up by one. The next time you want to upgrade, it's now 1400, let's say. But it's not just 1400 for the health. It's now it's 1400 for every other stat. So each time you upgrade one stat, they all get more expensive. So I'm thinking, okay, I need to look up and see what I need to be putting my blood echoes into, because I'm not going to get further, more, much more further in this game and be like, well, I put them all into this stat that means fucking nothing. And I looked it up and people were saying, get your health and your stamina to about 30 and then you can start putting it in other places. So I was like, all right, perfect. And that's what I've been doing. Just, you know, chipping away. And if I get to a boss that I can't figure out, or I know is going to take time, sometimes I go back in the levels and I just fuck around and I kill shit and I look for secrets and whatever. And then I spend my blood echoes on another point. I just keep doing it. And that's very grindy. And I think this game is not for people who just want to get through a game. Like, this is for people who really want to take time. At least me. I mean, maybe there's really good players out there who don't need a lot of stat points to get through a lot of stuff, but I'm not one of them. Now, the other interesting thing about this game, there's a couple things that I really have enjoyed. First of all, the combat is, once you really get a hang of it, it is very satisfying. Each of your weapons, well, your main weapon, you can have a gun or a torch or whatever, and so far mine aren't. My gun is never going to be that powerful, and I think the gun is more for like disrupting an enemy before they hit you. And again, this doesn't fucking tell you. I don't think it tells you this shit. I mean, there's like notes around that you can look up or that you can pick up, and it kind of gives you hints like on how to play, but like, I don't think it tells you this like kind of strategic way to go about the game. So like, an enemy lunging at you, like typically a boss, you want to use it for a boss, and like you shoot them at the right time and they get stunned, and then you can really do some damage. You can hold 20 bullets and you can hold 20 health vials. There's some leeway there with a bunch of other shit. You can actually use some health to get 5 more bullets. At least for me, I'm sure you can upgrade all this stuff, but I haven't done that yet. But your main weapon can seg, or it's like, so I started out with an axe cause it had more statistics than the other one. It did more damage. It's just a regular axe. You get familiar with how it works. You can press L1. The axe turns like to a super long axe and you can like swing it around. That's good for keeping distance between enemies. So it's like all about strategy. Every encounter in this game is about strategy. It's about how far away I want to be from certain enemies, and you're going to get murdered a lot because you need to find out what an enemy does. I know the werewolf likes to back up, and then it likes to just stand there for a second, and then it lunges forward. So you can kind of bait these enemies in certain areas and then lunge backwards and then do this, and you can swing the axe and then press the extension button, then it does a whole combo thing. There's a lot of depth actually for a game that doesn't tell you dick. And you just have to kind of figure it out on your own. At least if you're me and you don't want to read like, hey, this is what you should do on the internet. But so yeah, I beat the first boss. Or my first boss actually wasn't the one that most people do. I did this other guy. And a lot of bosses have different forms. So typically can get through the first form pretty easily, and then they just start going ape shit on you. And one of the bosses wasn't actually that hard. It was just the strategy of throwing a Molotov cocktail at him, and it took his health down so significantly. I was like, this, if I would have known that, it wouldn't have taken me a week to do this, you know? But here we are. And I want the satisfaction of knowing that I figured it out and I didn't read about it. Then we have, I got to another boss where it's second and third form. If it hit you, it poisoned you. And if your poison meter got up enough, your health started going down very quickly. And in order to combat that, you have to take an antidote. Now, another thing about, and I told one of my friends this, I said, Bloodborne is just a creepy Zelda Breath of the Wild. And I say that because in Zelda, you have to plan. Like, okay, I know I have this battle I need to go to, or I need to, you know, whatever I'm doing. I need to know my weapon. I need to know what weapons I'm bringing. I need to know how much health I have. I need to know if my weapon's going to break, blah, blah, blah. You just have to plan. And this game, I was like, okay, I have to know how much antidote I have, health, bullets, whatever. And the problem is, unless there's a way around this, I haven't looked. Because I've thought about maybe if you die just loading the game and keeping all your shit. But to my knowledge, and maybe I should look this up, this might help me out a lot. To my knowledge, the game just autosaves immediately, because when I get killed by a boss and I'm frustrated and I just quit the game, when I load the game back up, it's almost like, haha, you idiot. And it shows me dying before it reloads the game. So if I come back 2 days later, it'll show me dying and going like, remember that? Remember when you fucking died? Haha. So if you go into a boss battle and you have 20 health vials and you are just fucking around and, you know, you're not being strategic, you use all your health and you don't have any saved, because you can, if you pick up more than 20 health items, it will go into your inventory. And then if you, let's say you used 10 of your health, then you go and load into a different area, it will replenish your health if you have them in your hub world. So, but if you don't have any and you waste them all on a boss and then you want to come back and fight the boss, well, you're fucked. So you have to manage that inventory. You have to be prepared. And there's areas in the game, every time you load into it in an area, all the enemies are the same. So if you know enemies have guns and you kill them, then you know you can get bullets from those enemies. So it's all about preparation and shit like that. The thing that I've been most surprised about in this game, and probably why I keep playing it, is there's a lot of areas in this game from the hub world you load where you want. And there's like lanterns around the map, and you can, like, if you beat a boss, you get another lantern, so you can load into that area. I just think I'm most surprised about is I have not really gotten lost. After I, you know, played for a little while, I have not really gotten lost all that much. I just, when I load into an area, I go, oh, I know where this is. I know where it is. I don't even think there's a map. I've been playing it for a while. I've never seen a map. No map. I'm just like, oh yeah, I got to go through the fucking alley, upstairs, downstairs, up the elevator, run past that dickhead, and just, that's where I need to go. And like, if you've listened to the past episodes, you know I'm terrible with navigation. But this game, not so much. So if I was constantly getting lost, I probably would quit. But that's not the case, and pretty happy about that. Then there's things that you just play games, like people play games in a certain way. Everyone plays a game in a certain way. Like, you have your own. Every time you load into any game and you're listening to this, you know that you just have a play style. And this, my play styles, you load in the game, you go through the enemies, you kill the enemies, and you just keep going. But let's say it just hits you. Like, and let me explain. I know I'm not making any fucking sense right now. So let's say I am in one of the areas in the game and I'm murdering enemies, doing all this stuff, and I'm picking up health, picking up bullets, and I go, okay, I have enough blood echoes to get the next stat point. I don't want to lose them. And speaking of losing them, if you die, your blood echoes you load in the game, you can go pick them back up, and sometimes an enemy will pick them up, and you have to kill that enemy to get them back. So if you die, it's not the end of the world. Unless you're in the boss, if you've died in a boss, you gotta fucking beat that boss. But if you know you're coming up to a boss or something, and you like, I need to spend these points, you go back to the hub world, spend it, but then now when you load back in, now you gotta kill all the enemies again. But you don't. A lot of these enemies will give up chase, and a lot of these enemies are slow. They kind of just hang around their area. And if you want to go somewhere specific, like, oh hey, I know where the boss is. It's up this staircase. It's all the way up this huge staircase. There's fucking gigantic giants. I know that's what's stupid. There's giants, there's enemies who can fuck me up in a couple hits. There's little guys just fucking around, and they're all in my pathway. But I just want to go to the boss. I know I've got all this health. I don't want to spend health trying to get to the boss. I know where I need to go. Just run past them all. Like, once that clicked in my head, I was like, oh, why the fuck am I killing all these guys? Why don't I just go? So yeah, because once you get to the boss, there's nobody's coming into the area. So I mean, it sounds very simple, but that's just not how I play. Like, if you it's like trying to play Mario and like it's like trying to play Mario and like going from left to right just to get to the end. But you know in the back of your head you want to collect all the coins. You know it. You want to break the bricks, you want to kill all the enemies. But why? Just jump over them and keep going. And when I learned that, I was much better at that game. Same thing with Bloodborne. Just run past these assholes. The only time you're really killing every enemy in an area is when you haven't explored that area or that you need their resources. So I don't know where I'm going or what I'm doing. I need to kill these guys so I can explore. There's something satisfying to me about this. Now, my wife, she fucking hates this game. And it's probably because all you hear is blood spraying everywhere and screaming and weird shit. And there's no story really. It's not like, certainly not Katamari. But I love the game. And you know what? Fuck you, okay? I want a divorce now, to be honest with you. You know what? I'm gonna have to call. I'm gonna get the paperwork all drawn up. Just kidding. But there was an enemy I just saw the other day. It was like completely naked and fat and looked really wet, and it just rolled at me. And it was just she enjoyed that one though. But yeah, Bloodborne. Bloodborne. And if I ever, I don't know if I'll finish this game, and I'm actually getting kind of worried because Days Gone comes out at the end of the week. I don't want to get distracted because I know it's a Sony first party game. Looks really good. Looks kind of looks like something that I'd be interested in. And but I really want to fucking play Bloodborne. I really enjoy this game, and another thing is cool is that people are always talking about a sequel, and now I'm like, fuck, if I finish this game, I'm gonna want a sequel too. But I would be interested in Sekiro if I finish this game. If I don't, I probably won't buy Sekiro, but I'm interested in it. I will not. I'm not so interested in Dark Souls because I think, I don't know, Sekiro is like really looks really pretty, and it just, oh, excuse me, it looks fun. I don't know, it looks good. But yeah, I don't know. Those are my thoughts on Bloodborne and why I'm into it now. And yeah, so again, you, this game's 5 years old. There's nothing wrong with going back to the to an old game, and I mean, go on the PlayStation Store and just look at games, especially on a sale, and you might find something that you really enjoy. And it doesn't have to be a new game. It doesn't have to be something people are talking about. That's another thing I like to do on my podcast, talk about games that it doesn't have to be new. And the thing about this debate about accessibility and everything, I don't typically like jumping out, throwing my opinion out that quickly. Like to think about things maybe and kind of marinate on it and hear a lot of other opinions, kind of form my own opinion, and that's where I fell on it. And honestly, that whole debate kind of got me back into the game, and that's cool. But yeah, speaking about accessibility, if you want to learn more about accessibility in video games, go to Able Gamers Twitter. It's just Able Gamers, I believe. Like I said, they in an earlier episode, they deal with making games more accessible for people with disabilities, and actually just games accessible in general. They do a lot with they actually work with, I didn't know this, to be honest. Able Gamers, yep, that's just the Twitter handle. I didn't realize this, but they actually work with game developers to add accessibility features when they're developing the games. Like, and here's a huge one. I've talked about having, hand cramps a lot, and my hands, sometimes there's a lot of pain associated with playing games, and it's not even playing too long or anything like that. It sometimes just really hurts to play, and that's, I mean, I guess I'll count my blessings on the fact that it's not all year round. It's typically winter, and it's typically, not every day. However, I have changed my diet a little bit, and hopefully that helps. But the point is that in some games, instead of mashing buttons, there's options just to hold the button, and I click those options because I when my hands hurt that bad, I don't want to fucking open this door, by stabbing the button 1,000 times. That's not even a difficulty issue. That's just annoying. It doesn't affect the game at all. So without people like them advocating for options in games, that, who knows if that would ever be in it. And I use it, and I'm not disabled, but it's a benefit to me. And there you go. So check their shit out if you want. Donate, get involved, spread the word. I don't know. Do whatever you want. Just don't be a dickhead. And that's gonna do it for this episode. If you want to tell me if you want to come find me and tell me that you suck at Bloodborne and Dark Souls, or that you're really good and I suck and it's not that hard and I'm a little baby, don't do that because I don't care about that. But if you want to tell me that you like the episode maybe and you're like, man, I'll try Bloodborne too because that sounds interesting. And now that I've learned a little bit about it, maybe I can jump in. You can find me on Twitter at PopconJacob. That's PopConJacob. Thank you for listening. And I'll see you next week.